And as you can see, we have some examples about predicting, so I'm going to explain you some of them. Number one, before I start reading a story, you know what? I look at the title and the pictures and I try to guess what will be about that. Because sometimes when you saw the title in the pictures, you can see, oh, this book is about history, this book is about food, or something like that. And we have example number two. When I'm reading a novel and something dramatic happens, you know what? In this case, I'm stop and I'm thinking about what might be happening next, especially dramatic novel and something dramatic. I start to thinking because you know what is gonna happen next or after that. And number three, if a character in the story makes a bad decision, you know what I do in this case? I predict that if something negative could happen later. And number four, when I read the first paragraph of the article, in those cases, I try to imagine how the topic will be developed in the next sections. Because, if you read the paragraph, the first paragraph in the article, you can predict, oh, this book is going to be about that, and you're doing your prediction about the book. And number five, sometimes during class, after a reading for whole story, I guess the ending before I finished it. Because sometimes when we're in class and that's the topic you are receiving, but you can predict what the class will be about. And for last one, if I see keywords like problem or conflict, in those case I predict that the next will be explained as solution later. So that's some examples about predicting.